Child Fund already has teams in place and on the way to hard-hit areas.
People are desperate there. They really need food, water, medicine. They need some sense of security and then some sense of order.
Virginia Sauer is at Child Fund International.
People are kind of wandering the streets. We've heard in some of our reports, children are alone. They've been separated from their parents, or maybe they've even lost their parents.
For 75 years, Child Fund has helped children in all parts of the world and has a unique perspective on their needs.
We view disaster response through child protection lens. So one of the first things we're going to be looking to do is set up child-centered spaces. That's something that we do in every disaster, but it's so important because when your whole life is disrupted, you're afraid. So we want to set spaces up as quickly as we can, whether that's under a big tent or in a school or some safe area, so that children can just come in and have some normal activities, whether that's coloring or some youth-led activities where they're playing games and starting to interact. We think that helps them work through a lot of the scariness, the trauma that they've experienced. And parents during this time are so focused on the survival of their family, like where do we get water, where do we get food, that it's very hard for them to look after their children every second. So sometimes children can get in dangerous situations, either be exploited by others or they can just, you know, fall into a ditch or anything that's opened up during this disaster.
Child Fund has set a goal of $10 million initially to help some 3,000 families.
It just makes every difference. Children are creatures of habit. They need that security. They need to know where they're going to sleep at night and where they're going to wake up. Make them feel safe and happy about something.
For more information, go to childfund.org/emergency. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.